Hi, it's wonderful to be here again and be in the hot seat.
We're having a leading edge discussion today. Can you feel it? Yes. It's like we got that little piece of equipment that Karen was telling Esther about and applied it to right where you are and opened a whole new 360 degree awareness of things. Are you getting it?
Oh, it just gets better and better. It's really wonderful. I was just going to relate something to you. Many years ago, I was on holiday, and my wife had a miscarriage, and I woke up in the night, and I saw a young girl in the room, maybe about 4 years old, and as I watched, she grew up before my eyes. And I've often puzzled over that, because at first I thought it was a ghost, but it just didn't seem right. And then a few years later, we adopted a little girl from Brazil, and she was dark-skinned, dark curly hair, just like the image I'd seen. And she grew up. She's 30 years old now. She's a fantastic kid. And I guess what I was wondering, in terms of vibrational escrow, was I just getting a glimpse of what was in my vibrational escrow?
You were. And that poignant moment exaggerated your desire. And the fact that you had been slumbering, so you were not in a state of resistance, when you woke up in your non-resistant state, you caught a glimpse of an exaggerated desire, that a desire that had been there for a long time that was exaggerated by the miscarriage, and you absolutely did. It was a future probability that you saw.
Okay, that's absolutely
also,
great.
Also, we want to say to you that so often, There are so many creations that you can catch glimpses of like that because they are not non-existent. That's the thing that your question most helps us to explain. That vibrational escrow is real. It's not fairy tale. It's not non-existence. Non-existent. It is reality. And when you are in a strong place of desire and in an absence of resistance, you can catch glimpses of that reality, which are like that, those clues along the way that we are talking about. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
And rather than having a handful of experiences like that in your life experience, as most do, it is normal for you to have glimpses. That's why we want you to get so good at envisioning so that you train yourself into vibrational alignment with what's already there, you see.
That sounds good, yeah. I know I've got tons in vibrational escrow. I keep kind of using credit cards to borrow against it, but it's okay, it works out.
Well, when you have confidence, in other words, think about if you've got a few million dollars in your bank account, then running up a big credit card bill doesn't feel like any problem. It's just convenience, yes?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And so when you have that kind of confidence, in other words, we want you to feel that confidence in your vibrational escrow. It is something you can take to the bank. In other words, as you train yourself into that confidence, it's just going to... The leverage of understanding your vibrational escrow is so huge in comparison with the leverage that any sort of action could give you.